JP, Coriel, and Hooker Nick.
It's go time.
It's gonna be fun!
I have no desire to have fun.
I promise we'll have more fun this time.
Hey, good morning, JP, Coriel, Hooker Nick. It is Wednesday. April 3rd. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
So, we'll be doing Millionaire's Club coming up a little bit later on. I was going to ask you guys this question, though, from what I saw in a hypothetical. Because, like, the Powerball's up to $1 billion now.
A billion. Is it bajillion.
Really? Yeah. $1.09 billion. So, here's a scenario that I saw. A friend asks if they can borrow $10 from you. You hand them a 10, they use it to buy Powerball tickets, and they hit the jackpot.
Ooh.
How much do they owe you?
Technically, well.
Do you get the original 10 you loan them?
I mean, you at least need them? To get the $10 back.
Or half the winnings?
I would hope they would give you something.
Hope they would.
Technically, I don't think you.
I mean, there are some people that say maybe all the winnings, because if it was your money that bought the ticket.
I mean, technically.
Those people would be greedy.
Yeah,
and also, they would be. That'd be just them trying to, I don't know. That doesn't seem right either.
Weasel that something out of somebody.
No.
Yeah. 72% said, yeah, no, you get the original 10 is all you get. But I think it should be like half the winnings.
I feel like you technically don't even get any of it.
Because.
They asked you to borrow, like, well, did they ask to borrow $10 or did they ask just can
they
I
ask
have
if
to-
they can borrow $10?
Okay, if they ask to borrow, not $10. Have $10,
then
yes, they owe you your $10.
Right, right.
It's like if you take out a bank loan and then you invest it in something and make a ton of money, you just owe them whatever you owe them from your loan.
Gotcha.
Okay. Same idea.
Okay.
I think that's
but I think the courtesy thing would be to give you, I feel like they need to give you at least.
At least
I feel like
your
they need
$10
to give
back.
You like. I think they need to give you like $100,000.
I was going to say, for karma purposes, if you won the $1 billion lottery, then you should give them $1 million or $2 million, in my opinion.
Yeah, just give a
You'll
cool
be
mill.
Okay.
You'll be all right. You got $1 billion to play with. And on similar but different lines, if you were a millionaire and you could replace one of your arms with a robotic arm, what would you put on it?
3 Wolverine claws.
That was number 4 on the list.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think mine would be like, I don't know, probably like a KitchenAid mixer.
A KitchenAid. You'd be able to just fix everything up.
Yeah, I could cook so fast, dog. That'd be so sweet. Or like a golden spatula from SpongeBob. Be flipping them patties.
People are, I mean, I like the super strong grip. Like all of a sudden you can just do anything with that hand.
Like a kung fu grip?
Yeah, like any kind of thing you wanted to do super strength wise with that hand.
Okay.
You'd be able to do that. Retractable claws like Wolverine came in at 4. Powered screwdriver on your fingertips.
Oh, weird.
And like be able to have it also changed to like a hammer. A smartphone with a touchscreen on your hand.
Ugh.
Which is, that's weird. But the number one answer was a flashlight in your palm.
A flashlight?
Like just
man.
A flashlight?
Oh.
I would at least want a laser.
Right. I mean, if you're going to do a flashlight, why not do Iron Man? And you got light and can make a little laser
that's
out of it.
Yeah.
I just picture I'm not quite sure where exactly, so all the anime friends don't make fun of me, but the thing where, like, you put your palms together and your hands kind of straight out, and it's like that light ball. And you're like,
oh, like Dragon Ball Z type thing?
Sure, yeah.
Like freaking Ryu from Street Fighter.
Huh? Yeah, forget about Street Fighter.
That'd look
that's
cool.
A common thing.
Yeah, like,
yeah, Hadouken.
Okay.
So,
Hadouken.
I
don't even know what you're
we
saying.
We played that.
I can just picture it in my head.
We had a stand-up game at the Gasson shop that my buddy Ryan and I worked at together, and we would take turns playing Street Fighter and working the cash register for people because it's, you know, small town.
I got in a minor argument with my wife last night because I've won some money gambling on Prize Picks, and she asked me what I was going to buy, and I said I'm going to buy something super important, and I bought the X-Men arcade. She was not happy with
Silly.
Me.
Oh, come on, honey.
She thought I was going to take the family on a trip.
No,
nope.
Wow. No.
Instead, I'm going to play video games with my kids.
That's hilarious. All right, well, there's a couple foods for thought as we start the day. We will get you in for the Billionaires Club as well as...
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Hooker Nick Show.
A couples of friends in today's couples therapy. Tommy and Marcus. In a discussion going on between them and their friend group about having fun or lack thereof.
Uh-oh.
We'll have you pick a side coming up at 7:20. We will get you, what did you just find out? Because one of the three of us found something out, and everybody thought it was an April Fool's joke. And speaking of April Fool's jokes, it's come to fruition, and Coryell's begging for one. We'll get that update and the nitty gritty on the way, brought to you by Nutrition Authority.
Travis Kelce aims to impress Garth Brooks. Dolly Parton gets her flowers, and Luke Combs pranks the internet.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City, powered by A1 mold testing and remediation. If at first you don't succeed, well, you know the rest. Travis Kelce feels he failed at something and he wants a do-over. Okay. Here's your something.
Yeah, no, Friends in Low Places wasn't my proudest moment. And you know what? I might have to do another rendition of it just to show people that I got that in the back pocket.
He sounds like a monster.
It's like Homer Simpson.
You guys, did you see what he was doing? He was at the parade and he drank an entire bottle of tequila.
Oh yeah.
Before he got on stage.
Yeah. Yep. I mean,
like that dude was hammered.
Can you play one more?
He goes, the best part is before he started singing, he goes, come on, everybody, you know the words. And then he read it off of his phone.
Oh, my gosh. Beautiful. So during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade, Travis Kelce, that was him, believe it or not, belting out a bingoed version of Garth Brooks' Friends in Low Places. It wasn't very good. Kelce wants another crack at the country classic, and he's got the perfect place to do it. His second annual Kelce Jam Music Festival, which will take place next month in Kansas City. He says, quote, I might have to do another rendition of it just to show people I got it in the back pocket. So we'll have to see. I think it's low-key just so that hopefully Garth can be tagged in it, or Garth will see it, and he can impress him.
It's not far from his ranch in Oklahoma, Kansas City.
Yeah, so. Maybe Garth will be there. He's going to be there in the background with like a hoodie up. And then, like, big sunglasses.
Hiding.
Yeah, like a talent scout in the background.
There you go.
The new version of Jolene's out and taking over the airwaves. And while Dolly said, quote, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Beyonce took a little more direct quote with, quote, I'm warning you, don't come for my man. And those that have heard it, Beyonce pretty much rewrote the whole rest of the song, too. I know that's a point of contention, but it was really awesome when this new version of Jolene came out to see Dolly Parton was still credited as the sole songwriter. So she got her flowers in that sense. The medley is the same as the original, so that could be it. But you got to think that this turned out to be, like, very lucrative for both of them because, you know, both Dolly being the sole songwriter and Beyonce listed as the performer and the producer on the track. So they'll be okay. Y'all will. Kind of glad that Dolly got that little bump for it and everything too. Kind of classy move.
For certain.
Luke Combs has already gotten a ton of mileage off his cover Fast Car. But he definitely could not get away with singing it 25 times in a row. I'm sorry. Then again, you have to think he posted this on Monday.
Right.
On his upcoming tour, Luke's doing like a bunch of two-night stands and stuff at stadiums around the country. So Monday, he posted this video of him from rehearsals where he revealed what the set list would be like for those nights. And it was just a white sheet of paper with Fast Car written on it 25 times.
That's hilarious.
I mean, you got to love it.
What an ultimate troll that would be to be up there, and that's exactly what you do, is 25 renditions.
That would be ridiculous. But at least he has the self-awareness to know, you know, that song's been everywhere. It's been everywhere a lot. So he kind of, you know, makes fun of himself a little bit. I love that. The Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9. I've been waiting on
some good news. Getting to the good. If you got one, let us know. Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969. We had Shelly tell us, hey, did you guys see that Keisei Tomonaga is going to be in the Reese's All-Star Game coming up on Friday? So he's invited to be a part of that. So that game will be televised on the CBS Sports Network. So if you want to check out Keisei in an All-Star Game, that's coming up. Thanks, Shelly, for letting us know about that. What else is good out there, Coryell?
One of my good things is it sort of is about Country Drive Music Festival. Okay. But it's what's leading up to Country Drive Music Fest, which is the 20th through 22nd. I believe there's kind of like a pre-game, pre-party thing on the 19th, too. But Country Drive Golf Course is where that's located. Yep. For Country Drive music and golf and everything. And throughout the nice months, like spring, summer, into fall, I believe. Yeah, fall. There are free live music Wednesdays.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so if you're ever looking for good food, cold beer, live music, some of the best sunsets ever out there. I mean, truly. Country Drive.
Sounds terrible.
It sounds terrible.
What are we talking about here?
Country Drive Golf Course is kind of the spot on Wednesdays, and they're kind of filling out their lineup and stuff. You can always visit countrydrivelive.com and just click on season lineup. But yeah, weekends are fun, don't get me wrong, but sometimes you just need that middle of the work week.
Agreed.
I don't know, like push, oomph,
get away
to get through things. And Country Drive Golf Course is just a jump and a skip down the road, and they got free music on Wednesdays.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Nick, your good thing.
Okay, I don't think I told you guys this. I think I had this up and then I changed my good thing last minute. So stop me if you've heard this. Okay.
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 So
stop.
Yeah, I know, right? So in the history of dog names, I don't think there's ever been a more appropriate dog name than this dog. This dog, and I'll tell you the name in a minute, but this dog spent two frigid nights in Alberta, Canada, fending off coyotes from their owner who was injured laying on the ground.
Whoa.
Aww.
And when people came by there close, this dog came running out of the tall grass to get a person and basically drag them back to their owner. This dog's name is Hero.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say like Reverend or Seabiscuit.
Like, it was the craziest thing. Like, what are the odds that this dog named Hero? It's like when you name your kid Maverick and they don't listen. They live up to their name.
Oh.
Like this dog's named Hero, and it spent two nights like literally fending off coyotes and other wild animals. The dog ended up having to go to like a veterinary clinic for a few nights because it was exhausted from this whole ordeal.
Exhausted and, being a hero.
Yes, and people in the area heard about the story and brought up a GoFundMe because also the owner of the dog, it was just a single man who was in his 70s. Oh. He had to be in the hospital for days.
Yeah.
So people in the town got a GoFundMe together and paid for the dog to have like the most like luxurious time it possibly could inside while it was staying at this veterinary clinic. Yeah, super cool.
Oh.
But just really so remember, when you're naming your dog, you might want to name him something along those lines just in case, you know.
No kidding.
Got to have a hero.
I'm going to name my dog Millionaire.
Nah. There you go. Boom.
Would that make it work? Yeah.
Hope it comes into some money.
That'd be great. So in the passing of the legend Toby Keith, there are a bunch of stars and friends that have been coming out talking about just the stuff that we don't know about when it came to Toby Keith.
Hmm.
Like we all kind of have the idea of the story behind him supporting Taylor Swift and helping her get her career launched, which a lot of people didn't know about. But another big thing was in a podcast recently, Colt Ford was talking about Toby, and he's like, I don't know if you guys know about this or not, but Toby started the OK Kids Corral in Oklahoma, the private hospital for children with cancer, and kept the doors open and the lights on for years while they were building up donations to be able to do that on their own.
Oh, like he footed the bill?
$20 million.
Wow.
Is what he kept giving them.
Oh, Toby.
That's cool.
To keep the doors open and keep doing what they're doing. So
that's
incredible. I mean, he's just every day find a little bit more about Toby Keith. You just got to love the fact that he saw a need and filled the need and just a sweetheart of a man.
Very cool. Very
so that's
cool.
One of my good things. The other one is the fact that there is a lot of money out there, and we would like to win it so we could get robot arms, and Nick can get his Wolverine claws.
That's right.
Coriel can get a spoon attached to her hand, or whatever you were thinking of doing.
A KitchenAid mixer.
KitchenAid mixer. Thank you. Yeah. $1.09 billion in the Powerball jackpot. If you'd like to get in for a chance at the big money, 466-9696. We'll get your name, your lucky number, your phone number, and hopefully we'll win millions coming up tonight. Was one of the saddest things on the internet yesterday. From the most joyous moment to the saddest moment. And the amount of people that have messaged me checking on Coryell's well-being.
The best part is, though, they didn't message her, so they must not have cared that much.
Like, is she okay? Because I saw her TikTok, and oh,
it's a joke. It's a joke, everybody.
I know, but like there are people out there.
I'm not actually crying.
There are people out there that believed it.
Humor.
No, there's some folks that...
It's called comedy.
So, Runza this morning at 8 a.m. at their, 56 in Holdridge location, is doing breakfast Runzas. And it was everybody thought an April Fool's joke on Monday. And then yesterday, they're like, no, we're going to really do it.
Yeah, the lore started with, I'm pretty positive it's Avery, this guy, okay? He started tweeting them relentlessly and has done that for a long time. I think for like two years or something now. But he would, they would post anything. It might even just be like, have a good day today. And then like a picture of like a bowl of chili or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would reply, release the breakfast runs a sandwich with hash browns.
Yeah.
And it's just continually. And then people have caught on to that. I've even tweeted it, you know, so it's just been a thing for a long time.
Trying to make it a movement.
Yeah. Now that they're actually doing it, it's crazy.
There's legit traffic plans for coming by there, too.
Yeah, the Lincoln Police Department shared it, too, and then they also commented on there, but you can only access that Runza
from the north
heading south. You won't be able to access that from south heading north there, 56 and Holdridge. Just that is true. FYI-zle.
But it's becoming a tight phenom.
It is.
They just recently rebuilt that one, too, but like still, there's not a whole lot of lanes there. But the amount of people that sent me this video...
I will literally cry right now. Mm. I'm going to cry. Because you're doing it at 8 a.m., and I'm going to be on the morning show, and there's literally no way I can leave here. I can't leave here to get one, and it's a limited supply. So, save me one, please. Runza, please! I'm literally crying.
The amount...
So I think you were actually crying.
No.
You're not that good of an actress. Get out of here. You were crying.
I actually can cry on command.
Oh.
I can cry on command. How do you think I get anywhere in life?
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I like it. It's something you want to try at least once just to see.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Just the thought, when I first saw the suggestion, if you just really think about that. A Runza with hash browns in it? That would slap.
It'd be super good.
Yeah.
I might just
make one.
Delicious.
There you go. You can make your own, yeah.
We do homemade Runzas around.
Homemade Runzas.
I know, but it just wouldn't be the same.
That's true. It's got to be from Runza, and you got to have
from
that.
Runza.
So I know. I used to say all the time, like, I just want to see the Chiefs win a Super Bowl. Well, they've won three.
Hey!
But what I would like now I'm at the point, and this is going to make everyone actually cry in their cars.
Okay.
I just want to see Nebraska in a bowl game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just get me to a bowl game.
It's where we are now, you know.
That's all I want this year. I'm not baby steps towards the national championship. Let's go.
Yeah.
But
is
that's
there anything
what I
that you
see.
like one thing you got to try like at least once in your life? JP?
I still want to go skydiving. One time before. That's something I've always wanted to do. I wanted to jump out
you
of a plane.
Do it.
I had a chance to do it years ago with my buddy Jeremy's birthday party. And I was talked out of it by my ex-wife.
A skydiving birthday party?
Were you going to go tandem with someone?
Dope.
We went Kansas City and had a big old weekend down there and then went just a little bit further south and did some skydiving.
Husker Nick, what did you ask?
Were you going to do tandem?
I think that's what
tandem jump?
That you have to jump with like an
instructor. JP's putting in like requests. Hey, can we be face-to-face? The whole way down.
Just I'm screaming in their face.
It would just make me. No way, dude. I just picture you just looking at them. The whole way. Just right in their eyes.
Just staring at each other like so lackluster.
The unbreaking eye contact. Like he doesn't blink the entire time. And he's just
like
staring them right in the eyes.
Inconvenience almost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Or he'd be like a dog with when their head's out the window and their giant tongue is just flapping in the wind.
Yeah.
So his giant tongue's just like. And you're just like, oh God.
Okay.
Well, I'm dying.
No. It'd be awesome.
You're going to show up in those.
It'd be like an English bulldog jumping out of a plane. Just going,
yeah. He shows up in those, silkies from our friends at the Reverend Warriors. And then
you
show up wearing silkies and they're like, sir, why are you in silkies? I don't know. I just thought this was like skydiving apparel.
Follow-up question. Why are your legs so skinny?
This is true.
On the Morning Show page, KX Mornings, what's one thing you need to try at least once in your life? It could be as simple as the mythical but now actual real breakfast runzo with hash browns. It could be skydiving. Let us know on the Morning Show page, KX Mornings.
Check this out. Here's what's trending online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
What's trending brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
Three.
Dozens of injuries and several deaths were reported after a powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck Taiwan last night. The 7.4 earthquake left a lot of things in shambles, honestly. Roads, buildings, everything.
Terrible.
The videos are crazy. Yeah. Unfortunately, casualty reports are expected to increase as officials continue search and rescue operations. Several aftershocks, of course, were felt after the main quake. One of them measuring 6.5 on the Richter scale. So still, it's basically like another earthquake. And then because of that, that also means tsunami warnings and even evacuation orders for some coastal areas. Also, severe storms caused damage across Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee. All this to say, we're getting into that territory. We're getting into our season of severe weather. And just to remind you, we do have a severe weather text club. You can text warning to 402-258-2800. That's 402-258-2800. Otherwise, you can check out all these details at the bottom of KZKX.com to help keep you safe.
NFL star Rashee Rice is now admitting he was involved in that car crash in Texas over the weekend. TMZ Sports says the wide receiver was driving the Lamborghini that was involved in the crash that injured four people on a Dallas highway.
Scary, honestly.
Both cars were in his name.
Yeah, that's what the lawyer for the rental company says. The Lamborghini was in his name and that he owned the Corvette.
Yeah, both of them.
It's like, knucklehead. Yeah. So he
racing some friend of his.
Yeah.
Almost cussed. An idiot.
I know. As a Chiefs fan, you're just like, come on, man. Really?
Oh, no. Just a person in general. Just a person in general. Just, there's no reason for street racing. Street racing's stupid.
Especially down like a busy freeway.
Apparently, that's the spot in Dallas everybody street races.
Really? Interesting. So, he is, his attorney, who's also a state senator, says he's cooperating with police, but will take the necessary steps to address the situation responsibly. The Chiefs and the NFL are both looking into the situation as well. So we'll see what else happens to Mr. Rice after the racing in Texas. So out there is there's a millionaire chance for us, actually a billionaire chance for us today with the Powerball. But there is another millionaire out there that doesn't even know about the fact that they won.
Someone's walking around a millionaire and they don't even know it.
And time is running out on them to claim this $1 million. A Powerball ticket was sold last October that is yet to be claimed. The winner has until April 11th. So we're running out of time for this person to pick up their ticket.
Just a little over a week.
So if you bought a ticket at an Exxon station in is it Tubville, South Carolina?
Turbville?
Turbville, South Carolina.
Sounds like Turdville.
Did you say Turdville?
No, it's T-U-R-B-E-V-I-L-L-E, but it sounds like Turdville.
Turd Ferguson?
Turd Fergusonville.
Turd Ferguson, South Carolina, yes. Ahead of the October 14th drawing, that deadline is coming up on April 11th. So it's like, can you imagine?
Either you are traveling around or you have family in South Carolina. I don't know. Someone's walking around a millionaire.
Yeah.
And without even,
they don't even know it.
Which is crazy to me. But yeah, if you get a chance to, I'd highly recommend checking
out. How about that kind of luck, though? What if it is you're from out of state and you buy it from a different state?
Just be having to travel through. That happens a lot where people win, like, in other states.
That feels unfair to me.
Why does it feel unfair?
I don't know. It just kind of does for some reason.
It's like, well, God, that sucks. You got that ticket in Kansas?
Chalk it up to another thing that feels illegal, but it isn't. Like walking into a store and not buying something.
Yeah, where the taxes go.
It's like buying and winning money from a different state.
Right. So, hey, if you get a chance to go out and buy a Powerball ticket, $1.09 billion is on the line with tonight's drawing. That's what everybody's going to be talking about today.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And we'll start with Tommy because he's the one who reached out to us about being on the show about an issue involving him and his friend group and their friend Marcus. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy. So what's going on that you need us to jump in for you?
All right. So, like, I got this issue. I need some help with my buddy Marcus. And it's, like, the most simple thing. He's being a huge buzzkill because, so we've got a group of like four of us guys that hang out all the time.
Okay.
Like, we're all good friends. We do like everything together. We've known each other for about like 4 or 5 years. And, you know, like Ian Marcus and our other two friends and I, we've been trying to convince Marcus to get into golf, right?
Okay.
Because we really we think he'd love it. Like, he needs to do this. And because we love it, and it would make us so we could play as a foursome, right? So, like, we could go all the time. And he's like, keeps saying that he doesn't want to, but, like, we want him to because it's fun.
I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we could travel around the state and go to different golf tournaments. Meaning, like, you know, it's basically like beer drinking and hanging out with your buddies, except like golf, and like that's perfect. The point.
I don't see anything wrong here.
And so, I'm guessing, like, he doesn't want to do that.
No, he just keeps resisting, and like we're just like, dude, like you just need to get some clubs. We even offered like to pitch in and buy him clubs or like whatever. It's like that's not a factor. He's just being ornery. Like, I mean, we'll easily just go over to play it again sports and get him some clubs because we want to do this.
You guys are willing to just him a set of clubs again.
I love this all.
Right along just be your unofficial coach, aka drinker.
Okay,
I'll be on your team.
It sounds like you guys are doing everything you can to get Marcus included in your group of golfers.
I want to be.
Well, that's why I'm calling, man, because it's just like he is being a real problem on this, and I don't know why.
He's one of those kids who just they stuck their feet in the ground. They're not going to move.
Well, let's find out.
Maybe he's bad. Okay. Maybe you don't even want him in your foursome.
Okay, that's a good question. Let's bring Marcus in here. Good morning, Marcus. Why do you hate fun?
Hey, everybody. I mean, it's not that I don't like fun, but I just don't want to golf. I think I've never been particularly good at sports, and I cannot imagine that I'll be good at golf. Okay. I've heard it's very hard. They always complain about it.
That's half the fun of it.
How hard it is, and I don't like being bad at things. And I know that they're just going to make fun of me because I'm going to be bad at it, and it's not going to be fun to do. And I have no problem with them going and enjoying it. You know, they can go, they can have fun, they play their golf, and then I'll hang out afterwards, or I'll, you know. But I just don't think it's for me. I think that yes, I'll miss hanging out with them, sure. I'd like to go on the trip, sure, but not at the expense of feeling like a terrible,
an idiot,
terrible, just an absolute idiot. I don't know. I just don't think it's for me.
Okay.
I don't know, man. My little brother won't golf, and he's like the only doctor on the planet Earth who refuses to golf.
Wow, really?
And it makes me so mad. And like when my other brother comes to town and we go golfing, he never comes with us because he doesn't golf. So I'm siding with these guys.
You're on the side of Tommy and the boys.
Yes.
Marcus needs to get some golf clubs. And
Marcus, once you get out there, there will be one shot that you hit. Like, you'll drive the ball, and it'll be further than those guys. And you'll have the opportunity to roll up and watch them hit and go, have you guys seen my ball anywhere? Oh, it's that dot up there.
On
gotcha.
The green. Yeah.
And it's way up there. I'll be back. And then it's worth it for the entire trip. Like, it is just, it is so worth it.
I still don't understand how people can even keep track of their balls.
Mark it.
I don't understand. Like, the moment that it leaves the green background and it goes into the sky.
Yeah.
And, like, arches.
Do you have glasses? Do you need glasses?
I wear glasses.
I don't know.
I wear glasses.
Some people have the multicolored ones that they can see a little bit easier.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never in my life been able to actually follow an entire golf ball.
You have a hard time tracking balls.
And so. I go with my boyfriend all the time, and I'm useless.
Okay.
Useless.
Yeah.
Well, I think we take it to the people because the phone lines have been ringing the entire time.
Let's hear it.
I think some folks might have experienced similar stuff or have some good advice. Let's take it to our people.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
And it's time for People's Court. You're picking a side between Tommy v. Marcus.
Team Tommy, don't be a buzzkill. Marcus, it ain't for me.
You can let us know on Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969, whose side you're on and why, to be a part of Couples Therapy. It's Couples Therapy Wednesday, and today involving everyone's favorite game, golf, or not favorite game. Tommy, if you're just joining us, reached out to us about getting him and Marcus on the show, because Tommy and the two other buddies of the four that hang out together all the time. Wants Marcus to get into golf.
Yeah.
That way they can go around the state, playing all over the place, getting some tournaments, drink, hang out, and just have a really great time. They're even willing to buy Marcus golf clubs.
I mean, they are hell-bent on getting him into this.
But Marcus is like, nah, I'm going to suck at this. I do not want to be a part of it. I know when I'm bad at something, I don't want to do it. And so I'm not going to do it.
It's costly. Yeah. It's just like... But, you know, not when you're buying your clubs, I guess.
He's worried he's going to be bad at it. And he's like, nah, that's not fun to me. That's not a good time. If I miss out on trips, okay, fine. I'll just be here waiting for them when they return. And we wanted you to pick a side on Facebook, X, and Instagram, and on the phone lines as well. Hi, good morning. Whose side are you on?
Golf with his boys. I'm possibly the worst golfer that ever existed on the face of this earth. Only thing I've ever won is a crying towel or the horse's rear end in golf tournaments. I go with my buddies. We drink. We have a great time. You know, it's I'm 53. As you get older, man, these are memories you're going to want. You know?
Yeah, I agree with you.
You do it. You got to try new things. What the hell?
Okay. Thank you very much. You can let us know as well on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On Facebook, KX969, Carrie says, Team Marcus, my butthead... X pushed me constantly about golfing with him when I had no interest in it, and I just wouldn't back off. Seriously, guys, if Marcus doesn't want to golf, he doesn't, and y'all can figure out something else to do to travel around and drink. Literally every small town has a bar.
it's a true fact, too.
Don't be a buzzkill. I mean, I'm the worst golfer there is when I go with my family, but at the same time, we have fun. I mean, if you can laugh at yourself, the world can laugh with you, and you can have a good time.
That's a good point. High kicks.
I'm on the anti-golf.
Okay.
It's peer pressure. What's next? Heroin? Don't let him do it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You went to the
I love it. Thank you. Extreme on Thank that you one, so man. Much.
I mean, literally. He's got a point. I mean, what is next?
Literally went from 0 to 60.
Yeah,
right there.
Harry says, if they're going to buy you a set of clubs, do it, man. I don't golf, but I have golfed, and it is fun just hanging out with your friends.
Yeah, 100%.
Hi. Good morning. What side are you on?
I'm on Tommy's.
Okay.
I think some of the best golfers I know are super unathletic. They're super analytical. They just go out and they're like, I'm just going to hit the ball, and it works. I used to play with my grandpa when I was little, and he would get up, hit it 150 yards. I'd drive it like 250. He'd hit it another 150 yards. I'd hit it over the green. He'd chip up, make par every single time, and I'd get a 5 or a 6, and he'd kick my butt.
And so that's how it works.
But that was the fun part of it.
That is the fun part, man. That's what it's all about.
Especially when you golf with somebody who is a little braggadocious, and they always act like they're hot, you know what?
Right.
And
then
they're
like
just
when you
like,
golf with Jackson.
They're like shanking it left and right, and then you can tell that they're like, they're fudging the nubbit, and you're like, all right, man, whatever.
We'll get one more. High kicks.
I'm Jack. I've been a golfer for my whole entire life, so I'm on the golf.
You're on the golf
Ooh,
side?
You're How- on the pro golf side.
How old are you, Jack?
I'm 8 years old.
You're 8.
8. You know what, Jack? I bet you're a better golfer than I would ever be.
He said, yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Have a great day. Jack's a pretty good golfer, I can already tell.
He's been golfing all his life.
I love it.
That's impressive.
It's been a long time. He's got to get it all on lock. He's got to get a lot of experience and be able to call radio stations to... brag.
Like, I'm not good at golf, but I enjoy it. But I also enjoy it because I can play music and have beverages and hang out.
I love to golf.
Yeah, I just like to get drunk.
Yeah, I love golf. It's fun, man. There's nothing better. And the course, like being out on that nice grass and like seeing the course and just being in nature like that, so fun.
Also, calories don't count on the green.
That's just true because you're
the clubhouse does have some great snacks. They usually got wieners too, which is awesome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, is it Team Tommy or Team Marcus that is the winner from what we can tell? It's kind of, it seems like it's more Team Tommy than anybody else.
Yeah, I'd say it's a little bit of Team Tommy.
All right. Marcus, after hearing from folks and how they're like, don't take it too serious, just you have fun. You could be in charge of the music. Like, you could be the music guy and you'll just hit the ball here and there. What are you thinking, Marcus?
Yeah, you know, the callers have some good points, and Tommy, I will give it a shot.
There we go. Yes.
Especially if you guys are buying the golf clubs for him.
Yes.
Like, no, for sure.
Yeah, they got the clubs. If they just outfit you with everything you need, all you got to do is bring your body. I just give it a go, maybe. You might like it.
I think we should invite them to go golf with us one of these days.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, we should go pick a course. Where are we going?
Country Drive.
Yeah. Let's do it. Country Drive it is.
Have a little bit.
I've never golfed there, and I'm excited to give it a shot.
You definitely don't have to take yourself serious out there. It's a good time.
No.
Oh, just know I'm going to relentlessly mock you, and I expect it back. I want as much just crap given as slung while we're out there.
I don't know if you can take it, Husker Nick.
Well, boys, thanks for being on the show with us. We appreciate you. Marcus, thanks for being a good sport, and enjoy some golf, all right?
Thank you.
Awesome.
Just got done with couples therapy, and conversation was about like going along with something because your friends want you to go along with it. For this case, it was Tommy and Marcus. Marcus did not want to play golf, and the other three buddies were like, come on, man, it's gonna be a good time, just join up.
Yeah,
have to do it.
What have you gone along with for your friends just because they're your friends? You can let us know on Facebook X and Instagram KX969 or call in 466-9696. Good morning.
I went along with egging a house when I was in high school just because my friends did.
Oh,
did you get in trouble?
No one found out about it.
What?
I felt horrible doing it.
Take that as a W.
You were really excited about her getting away with a crime, Coriel.
Yeah.
What, Coriel, what did, because there's no way there's not an answer here. What has Liz, who used to co-host with us and is your best friend, what has she made you do that you didn't want to that turned out to be?
There's literally nothing because we're both always down.
Oh, you guys are. That's
no,
true.
Really, we're both always
that
down.
That is true.
The better thing would be, I'm always down. The better thing would be, what have I peer pressured her into doing? And it true, was always going on party buses with me because the thought of having to be confined with a bunch of sweaty strangers.
Right.
Drunk, going to small town bars, she would rather yeet herself, honestly. But she would always go, and she would always stay out way too late.
Sport.
Feel like absolute crumb the next morning. But I got her to go.
But you did it.
I give you mine real fast?
Can you? We've got the phone lines.
Oh, I got a good one for you.
Okay, hold on to it. 466-9696. Our phones are ringing on the things you've got along with for your friends, just because you're your friends. We get Nick's coming up. Your calls 466-9696 or Facebook X and Instagram coming up next. The peer pressure. You go along with it because they're your friends. We found out from Tommy and Marcus. Marcus is now going to go along with golfing with the other three buddies because they're going to buy him a set of clubs so he can go golfing with them and they can have a good time as a group of four. And he doesn't feel left out. So we wanted to know from you, have you ever done something you didn't want to do in the first place, but all your friends were doing it, so why not? Yep. what was your story again, Nick?
My story. So I sat in a garage drinking beers with this friend of mine for a solid probably 2 hours trying to convince her to join you and me on the morning show and that she doesn't need to sleep and that life will be just fine and you'll enjoy it if you just join the show. And at the time, she said no, but she's been here for a few years now, so Coriel's in.
Yes.
So, boom. Peer pressured you into joining the show over
true.
A bunch of Busch Lights and beer drinking games.
Classic case of peer pressure.
I mean,
you add the Busch Lights. It's like, how was I supposed to say no?
Yeah, I did. I was like, you better say yes to this.
Truth.
Hi, Kix.
When I was in high school, we did the Dine and Dash.
No.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Did you
I
feel bad?
Not to eat with them. I did. So I just quit going out to eat with him.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. Because in the moment, you have to go along with it, or else you're stuck with the whole bill.
No kidding.
That's a good point.
I mean, especially in high school, too. Imagine having to foot that bill.
That's,
in high school, I had no money.
You had no money.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I like wouldn't barely have money, I think, for my own meal, let alone someone else's, let alone like five other people, you know.
William
however
says,
many people are involved.
Everybody jumped off a bridge. We did that in college down at a lake just south of Superior, Nebraska. There was a bridge to jump off of.
Lovewell?
I don't know.
Maybe? I bet that was Lovewell.
Probably. Is that your, what have you been peer pressured into, JP?
Let's see. I almost got peer pressured into coming up and pouring gasoline on the Nebraska Wesleyan football field as part of the freshman, like, you have to do this to be on the team type
of
thing.
Is that peer pressure or was that just a setup?
He also said almost. So he gave us an example of something that didn't happen.
Me and two other guys didn't go, and everybody else ended up spending the night in jail.
Well, yeah, good thing you didn't go. Yeah. There's a fine line. I mean, there's some of these things, I don't know.
Right. I thought about
it. There's degrees of severity, and I think you got to ride that line for sure.
I was going to go along with it. I just overslept.
I'm glad you
didn't. Whenever he gets caught being in the strip club by himself, he's like, dude, it was peer pressure. All my friends made me.
And they're like, where?
I had to do it.
Where? You're the only
where
one here.
Where are they? You literally are here before open.
One of
what
our friends, Javi on Facebook says, ice fishing. Now I'm invested and I love it.
Yeah, I'd like to ice fish, but I'm so terrified of the ice.
Like what, a falling through?
Yeah. Oh, I just got peer pressured.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
How was yours?
Skiing in Colorado.
Oh, that's right.
I was only going to snowtube. There's text proof of it. There's verbal recognition.
You said it on the radio.
I said it on the radio. Sure,
we have
probably.
It. Yep.
I don't remember that.
You did.
I was like, I'm not skiing. I got a real bum left knee. I really do.
Yeah,
and I'm
really
accident prone. There's no way I'm going to.
And you survived.
But everyone else was doing it. And I'm the only one that didn't fall, actually.
Nice.
Good for you.
I think that was just sheer fear and panic of falling wrong because I knew that I would absolutely mess myself up.
Your abilities were
heightened.
I'm
like, I literally cannot financially afford to fall.
No, not at all.
So I stayed upright.
You can let us know yours on Facebook and KX969. Not all heroes wear capes. Sometimes
they wear whatever Spencer is wearing right now at this moment in time.
Exactly. So if you're just joining us, it's kind of going crazy with the reopening of Arunza, and they teased everybody on April Fool's Day. Well, that store's reopening.
I don't know that it's about the reopening.
I think it's part of it. I mean, because let people know, hey, brand new looking building. Oh, yeah, it's been in works. It's one of my runs. That's the one I go to.
Well, no, I understand that. I live there by there, too. I just thought this was like a part of April Fool's.
They chose to use this venue.
I see what you're getting at here. I'm picking up what you're putting down now.
If you're joining us, Runza teased that April Fool's Day on all of their socials on Monday. And then on Tuesday said, no, we legit are going to do a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, they're talking about the breakfast Runza sandwich with half. Browns. It's been a thing on the internet for years. It's not a real thing, apparently. Right. And today only. But people have wanted a breakfast Runza with hash browns so much they've tweeted them practically daily.
Or did TikToks
tagged
about
them
it.
And stuff.
I will literally cry right now. I'm going to cry. Because you're doing it at 8 a.m. and I'm going to be on the morning show. And there's literally no way I can leave here.
She was upset.
Yes. Upset would be a word.
And so our
inconsolable, buddies, I think, would be a better word.
There is a multitude of people that have come out of the woodworks who saw her video and thought she was seriously crying. Like, oh my God, I'm going to go get in line.
I wasn't actually. I mean, I was for the bit. But there was a shred of me that was also very, very, very sad.
And so our buddy Spencer, who fills in every once in a while on the morning show as well, he got a hold of us, let us know he's going to get in line and get there. And I think actually he might be right now.
All right, I will do two then. No, that's all right. Thank you. Gonna be for 96 kicks.
Look at that, Spencer.
Awesome, thank you.
So our buddy
Spencer, did you secure the bag?
Oh, I got two on order. We got to make sure that we're going to get this.
Oh,
dude.
Bag is about to be secured.
So tell us what it's been like. I mean, what time did you get there?
I got here at about 6:15, somewhere in there. I was the third car in line. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't sure how crazy it was going to be because, you know, Nebraskans in the Runza, but we had to get this breakfast Runza for Corio.
Oh, dude.
Spencer, I owe you my life, I think.
Spencer. Hey, you know, I mean, I'd rather somebody owe me something than me owe somebody something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kidding.
So you were third in line. Have you heard the first person? What time did they get there?
I don't know what time they got there. Some people from the news got here at 5 and said they pulled up. They saw him pull up, so I'm assuming probably
a little after 5.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's a little bit nutty. There's, you know, multiple news stations out here. Runza Rex is making an appearance. It's pretty crazy.
It's chaos.
This is hilarious.
But that's what we live for, so.
Right, exactly. We're glad you could be our roving reporter on the street, Coriel.
What have you been doing to, like, just kind of bide your time there, Spencer?
Listening to you guys playing Candy Crush.
That was a very good answer.
listening to us and playing Candy Crush.
That is
Spencer!
The perfect answer.
We're pulling up. We're securing the bag.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Freaking out right now.
Hi. Yeah, $20 and then the two for 96 kicks, please. Yeah.
This is fantastic.
I like how we're quiet.
This is pretty nutty.
I know. I mean, we really want to be part of the moment.
Spencer, you are such a dedicated individual.
Hey, you think if I parked and came in, I'd get another one?
I don't know that we'd have any available, but you could try it.
All right, we'll see. Thank you.
Dude,
I got at least two.
Hey, Spencer, that's all we need. That's all we need, my man.
That's needed.
That is a fantastic
JP and I
effort.
Can split one.
Yeah, no, it's...
Here's the other problem, though. Now I have to get out.
Oh. Well, that's the thing. Getting out of the parking lot is going to be the way to go because you can't get in there other than coming from the north, right?
Right. You can come from the north, but there's multiple people pulling in for the drive-thru lane and people you could walk in, too. So.
Oh, dang. Yeah, you're going to have to slow and steady.
LPD might be too busy with traffic that I might just, you know, kick it into four-wheel and jump the curb.
Just ramp it, Spencer.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be fine.
You won't get arrested.
Send Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. Spencer, can't you just go up there and say, don't you know who I am?
I should.
He should play that card. He probably would make it happen, and he's our hero.
Oh, Spencer.
He secured the bag.
I am foaming at the mouth watching my phone for it to ding and Spencer say that he's outside.
It's going to happen. So, hey.
He is en route with the goods.
If you're one of the lucky people in line, best of luck to you.
I feel like Princess Diana.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Everyone's bringing me food and things.
Yeah, that's all. Thank you again, Spencer, for jumping in and getting in line and being a part of the
Spencer,
frenzy for the Runza breakfast sandwich. That's Jason Molin, and the Stragglers are going to be here their 20th anniversary, 20 years of dazzling audiences, leading ambassador as well to the Oklahoma-Texas music movement.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of fun. If you haven't seen the Jason Molin and the Straggler folks, they're going to be at the Bourbon Theater on Thursday. Our friends the Trainer Band are going to be opening. It's an all-ages show.
Yep, and they have a song called Pearl Snaps.
Which we just played.
Yes. You've definitely been to one of those shows before and sang every word. And if you haven't, hopefully you will be smart and get your tickets for it, which is Thursday, Bourbon Theater, KZKX.com.
Luckily enough, Brian was able to get in and be calling number 15. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Going to try a new game out on you. Coriel came up with a game for you to win bullets.
Yeah, still kind of workshopping the name. I had matched the
wearing,
outfit.
I think.
Yeah, matched the outfit, but then JP hit us with...
What you wearing?
What you wearing. So I guess we'll go with what you wearing.
You can do it. It's your game. I was just trying to
I like it. I like it. Right, Jason Bolin, the song Pearl Snaps. You know, Pearl Snap shirts are kind of iconic in the country music scene. So then I thought, like, all right, which country music celebrities are known for certain things? So we need you, Brian, to match the outfit with the correct person. So I'm gonna give you an outfit, and I'm gonna give you a couple options. You just tell us who wore it, okay? Cheetah print outfit. Yeah. Would that be Reba, Dolly or Shania, a cheetah print outfit?
Shania.
Yes. Yes.
Iconic as well.
Iconic. And it's got that, like, the hood. It's like the cloak,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that little hoodie thing.
It's like the hooded cloak that goes with it, because it's a two-piece outfit.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with, like, the long black leather jacket or whatever the heck
impressive.
It was in that one music video.
Definitely
it's one. In one of her old-school videos.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
And the fact that she just wore it recently on her, like, recent
and
tour.
Still looks that good.
Still looks that good and could fit into it. If I tried to wear anything I wore in high school, forget about it. I'd be asked to leave wherever
yeah,
I was.
Much. Ma'am, could okay. you take you and your sausage outside, please?
Like, literally. Sausage casing. Is anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
Bust a can of biscuits. So there's three options here for this one. Bandana, Willie Nelson, Dustin Lynch, or Morgan Wallen?
Willie Nelson.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So you got two. You went two for two. Got one last one here for you. If you get this right, you're going to Jason Bolin on Thursday. Tomorrow, actually.
Yep.
A straw beach hat. Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, or Scotty McCreery?
Kenny Chesney.
See? All I do is win, 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 it ain't that hard.
That easy.
Good job,
hey, Brian.
Brian,
thanks for being a good sport, buddy. You're going to go see Jason Bolin on us, all right?
Nice.
Hang on the line. We'll get more chances for you to win your way to see Bolin live. We did so much today.
There was a lot going on.
Again, thank you to our buddy Spencer for being our man on the street and getting us some breakfast Runzas from Runza.
And my sister
Wendy.
Wendy totally hooked it up.
Yeah, it was a good day for that. Thank you to Tommy and Marcus for being on the show with Couples Therapy. You can listen back to that on our podcast at KZKX.com. We also have for you, it is a Workplace Wednesday. Where you can win an awesome popcorn bar from our friends at Maze Popcorn for you and your coworkers by doing some shout-outs. All you have to do is get to our website, kzkx.com, and get your shout-out up there. Like Greg Wilms, shout-out Raymond Central Mustangs!
Two explanation points!
I know.
Explanation? Exclamation.
Exclamation.
Point.
You've had a lot. I mean, that breakfast sandwich is making you go to sleep.
I know. I still have the runs of breakfast sandwich on my mind, I guess. Michelle at Delta Electric in Ashland. And a big shout out to Justin and Nolan.
What up?
There's Robert at Next Link Internet. Shout out to Maya.
I love
Mia, maybe.
Our regulars and Heather Wilson and Jennifer Dush and Jason Dush now, too. But Heather's like UNL Animal Sciences, Jennifer Dush. Popcorn!
I know, just all caps popcorn exclamation point. I mean, straight to the point. You gotta love it.
No,
gotta love it. There's Amanda at Robidoux Inc.
Ooh, what's Robidoux Inc.? I'm curious.
Robidoux Inc.
I'm gonna look that up.
Okay, you do that. Yeah, the Maze Popcorn Bar. For work would be pretty awesome because I feel like then all of your coworkers have to be nice to you.
Yeah, for sure.
They have to be nice.
You got to be nice. Robidoux Inc., by the way, specializes in air compressor parts and services, barbecue grills and accessories, mobile electronics, and more.
Wow.
Hey, shout out, Robidoux. That's cool business
you got
going on there.
Maddie at Nebraska Environmental Trust. If you want to get yours in for our next Workplace Wednesday, you certainly can. KZKX.com.
Get in for Workplace Wednesday and have some fun and win from Maze Popcorn. Coming up tomorrow, give your chance to win with JP Makes His Guess. We'll get to Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. It involves friendship. Dumping a friend. We'll get that and more tomorrow. Have a great day.
Wake up.
Everyone in Nebraska wakes up to JP Coriel and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.